Well,
Just
if it
makes his
matters,
day difficult.
yeah. I mean, I think you just, I wouldn't make any special plans for that guy. Keenan
Okay.
Allen at 32 is shot.
Yeah,
I mean,
agreed.
I'm a little fool. He didn't look good last year against the Packers when he was
Yep.
with the Chargers, and he looks even worse this year with the Bears. And I know the quarterback is part of that, but he and now Rome Odunze is the bright light in
Yes.
all of that, and Cole Kmet is a pretty serviceable player.
They've got
But the
decent
Packers
players
defense
over
has
there.
to. Oh, you got to be mindful of. Now, the hard part for the Bears is getting DeAndre Swift in the open field with the
Yeah.
ball in his hands. But as you know, when he is in the open field with the ball in his hands,
Yeah.
just like DJ Moore or Cole Kmet, they are a problem.
Yep,
They're
absolutely.
professionals, and that goes back to the on paper. On
Yeah.
paper, with the ball in the open field, they're as good as anyone, but you got to get from on paper to open
Yes,
in the open field, you know?
absolutely. And I think there's been a lot of rhetoric too, with this Bears team. I mean, they come into this team, and I don't want to blanket everybody, but a lot of these players come into this team already talking about this rivalry with the Green Bay Packers. Are you kidding? You just came off a college bench. What do you know about the rivalry, right? Or you just came off of a team that plays the Packers once every 4 years. What do you know? And it's like it almost gets into their head a little too much that becomes a really big focus for the Bears, their fans, and I think it feels like for their players. Maybe not. A lot of social media things happen, but it's always an interesting take. Where the Packers are like, you know what? We're just going to keep doing our thing over here, and you do what you do. I mean, it's a very interesting dynamic between these two
It
teams.
is, you know, the Bears have, I think I said it before, but no player on their roster has ever beaten the Packers in a Bears
Right.
uniform.
Yeah.
Zero. Now, the Packers, and I thought it was interesting, Matt LaFleur asked his video department, his video team, to put together, he said it was about a minute, minute and a half tops. It was fairly quick, but it was a recap for the entire team to watch of Packer Bear history,
Yeah.
but even more so recent history and Green Bay's dominance. And I think the point to show the players, it's really a nice, great way to change viewpoint, because
Yeah.
everything's from with inside 1265 looking out, as you
Yep.
would expect. When you do something like this and you have your own team watch your own team, other teams of the Packers, and you see all the success and how they have owned and schooled the
Yes.
Bears, if they lose, they won't have to wonder why fans are
Right.
so outraged and disappointed. They will know firsthand. And actually, that has to be a motivator, because
Yeah.
do I want to be part of the
Right.
team that?
Right.
Because this series, oddly enough, 10 games is the longest winning streak by either side.
Yeah.
And the Packers with 10 straight right now would break new ground, and the Bears in futility if the Packers can win Sunday. And those things, I don't really put a lot of stock. 10, 11, 12.
Right.
What are these guys like? You know, most of them were
Right.
junior high when some of this
Yes.
stuff was happening. So
Yes.
they,
That's why
to
I
them,
always
it's
find
like,
it
yeah,
so
whatever.
funny. I
But I
just I
do
find
like
it
that they.
hilarious.
I
You come out
know.
of college and you're making these hype videos over on the Bears, social media about how you hate the Packers already. Really? You even know how that works, huh? Okay. All right.
Well,
Fine.
it
We'll
was
go with
interesting.
that.
This offseason, man, DJ Moore was asked on a podcast about the Packers and how they rebuilt their secondary defense. Who did they bring in? He's like, I don't
Right.
know. And now maybe he was
Yeah.
just being honest and hadn't looked, because he's not in a fantasy football player or whatever.
Sure.
But Xavier McKinney took exception to it,
Well, and
and he
hopefully
heard
he
about it.
stays with that.
It may not be long before McKinney and Moore are face mask to face mask Sunday. I would think Little John
Yeah.
going to go on.
Yeah. This is it's always a fun game. I mean, the Packers have dominated this one, but anytime you get a Bears week, it's always a good time, and you gotta love football because of Bears and Packers week every single time. Now, as we wrap up today, let's make our final picks. Who do you have winning this one on Sunday at noon?
Well, I have the Packers 27, the Bears 12. Now,
Okay.
that's predicated on the Bears being able to get within field goal range four times and then making them.
Sure.
On
Sure.
the other hand, as my partner in the afternoon, Marcus, said, then again, maybe out of desperation, they get two touchdowns and blow the PATs or the 2-point tries
Yeah.
both times, which could happen. I do think the Packers will get to 27 anyway against the
Yeah.
Bears. And really, the Bears' fate kind of rests in the Packers' hands, because
Yeah.
if the Packers take care of their business, there's no way that the Bears are going to be able to make this much of a game.
Yeah. And I deferred to Max on this one. We had a long discussion about this today. It's always a good reason just to talk to the kid anyway. But we had a long discussion about this this morning as we were, you know, getting ready for today. And I said, who do you think? And he goes, honestly, you're not going to like my answer. I said, you're not picking the Bears. He goes, no, I'm not stupid. He goes, but he said, I'm picking the Packers 24-18 is all, because he said there is a new offensive coordinator. And he said, we've seen instances where teams go in with a little bit of juice behind them. They, you know, have a new game plan. The Packers might not be completely ready for it. We don't really know what we're going to see from them. But he's like, the defense is going to do as much as they can to slow down the Packers. It's still not going to be enough. But he's like, the 6.5, 5.5 point spread, whatever it might be as of this morning, he's like, I think you need to be wary of that with a new offensive coordinator. So he's like, I think it's going to be closer than people think, because he said, the Packers offense is not, let's face it, clicking on all cylinders quite yet either. And he's like, this Bears defense is the type of defense that can give them a little bit of problems. So he's
so
like,
Max thinks 6 field goals, huh?
Apparently so. I don't know.
24-18. Yeah. It could be. The thing that with Max, where I'm totally agreeing, and I'm guessing the Packers are going to be, I would hope, heads up on this, whatever tinkering and changing the Bears are going to do, they're going to hit you with their best plays, their best stuff, their best trickery dickery early on, because they're not waiting for the second half or the perfect moment to try to spring something.
Right.
They don't have the luxury. They're going to try to make it a game first quarter on. So especially a fake punt, especially, and you really, self-scout should have shown you any tendencies you have in terms of being vulnerable to some of those things. But I do think that it early on, they'll set the tempo, because the best thing the Packers, as we know, can do is crush their will to want to try to compete.
Yes.
And the sooner you do it, the better.
Yeah. And Max is like, for no other reason, just because they're going to have a little momentum and a little wind in their sails, as he likes to call it. He's like, I think it's going to be closer than people think. He's like, plus this Bears defense, he's like, he goes, it pains me to say it, Mom, but he's like, they're pretty good. And he's like, this Packers offense has struggled a little bit. And he's like, I don't expect that to miraculously change just because they had a bye. There's still work to do, and it's going to take game by game. That's the only reason.
This game is part of that process, to Max's point, of getting better. You know, you want to win, obviously. That's job one. But they can really work on some things, and I think get better prepared for what's to come at the Bears' expense, you know, with some live action and all of that. But again, early on, boy, you got to be heads up. Come on. And I don't have a doubt that I think they will, because when you hear Jacobs and McKinney talk, the two free agent leaders, they're planning on getting after things right away.
Absolutely. And like Max said, too, he's like, let's be honest. He's like, we don't know how healthy Jordan Love is. He's like, I hope he looks better than he did against the Lions. But he's like, we knew that this was going to be an injury, especially with the knee, that was going to nag for a good portion of the season. He's like, it feels like we're always one just misstep away from something tweaking, him limping. He's like, so he said, I got to be cautious on this one and say it's going to be a little bit closer. So if anybody's betting, you can take it for what it's worth. You didn't hear it from us, because we can't dole out that kind of information. But that's my kid's take on it.
Division game. Look at the Bengals and Ravens.
Yeah.
As much as the Bengals had struggled, and as great as the Ravens, I mean, you're looking at a 1-2 point, 3 point games. They played them twice now, and both times division games. And again,
you
a
never
6
know.
Point home dog.
You know,
home
you never
dogs
know.
Have been really good early in the season, so you can't
and
take
this
anything
is,
for granted.
This is the Packers' first time against Caleb Williams, too. Let's be honest. They have not had the luxury of playing him at any other time other than on Sunday at noon. So that's another little anomaly. They kind of knew what they were going to get in Justin Fields last year, right? I mean, we kind of knew this because he'd been the quarterback for a while. There's a few different nuances going into this one, and that's the only reason why Max is a little wary about a huge blowout. He's like, if it happens, cool. He's like, I'm going to celebrate. But he's like, I guess I'd be a little wary just based on the circumstances. So
you get something close to the Bears' best shot, whatever that is.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he's like, you know, they're going to come prepared for the Packers. He's like, he goes, this is their Super Bowl. They've been talking about this since the draft.
You cling on to what you have. Sometimes it's not much, but they're at where Mike Holmgren was when he came in. No matter what, you got to beat the Bears.
That's
no matter what.
That's right.
Please
see,
beat the
there
Packers.
You go. Even if it's by a point, it's going to blow everybody's bets to bits. But, you know, whatever. At one point, nobody said it has to be a blowout to get a win. As long as there's no tied scores, then it just gets weird and hinky. All right. With that, you and I will talk again on, Monday. If today's already Friday. I know my days of the week. Talk again on Monday. And hopefully we're celebrating a Packers victory. And again, sorry, Bears fans, another Bears defeat by at the hands of the Green Bay Packers. You have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday, Chris.
Same to you, Maddie. Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, another edition of Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
From small-town businesses to large multi-state operations, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have industry expertise that can cover all types of businesses.
Having an insurance agency that understands our business is a real benefit. They know our people. It's something Tricor does really well.
Tricor's in-depth knowledge of insurance, regulation, compliance, and safety consulting is here to help your business succeed. Working with leading insurance companies like Auto Owners Insurance, they'll be there when you need them most. Visit TricorInsurance.com to learn more about Tricor Insurance Cycle of Care.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for...
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you 9/11 on Friday morning. Thank you to Maddie and Hovel talking about that Bears and Packers game. We're working on getting Tom connected from Mannheim. Here's the Greg Kinn Band on Max FM. Thunder. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 9:14 on Friday morning. We are working to get Tom connected. I'm going to be talking with him hopefully shortly. Here's Aerosmith. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 9:18 on Friday morning. I am working with Tom. We will get him connected here shortly. We're going to be talking with Tom from Mannheim Steamroller. They're going to be at Crystal Grand tonight. Here is Donna Summer. She works hard for the money on Max FM.
Bye. This is happening now. Okay. That'd be the...
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. Got a little bit of feedback, Tom. You might want to plug some headphones in there.
We're working with Tom right now.
Hey, there we go.
Maybe?
The Fun Alive Radio.
Howard, Tom,
do you have earbuds or headphones with you, bud?
I would have to go get them real quick.
All right, we'll let you do that real quick.
Okay.
Sounds good. And so, yeah, we've got Tom with us. We're going to be talking with Tom from Mannheim Steamroller. We're going to plug in some earbuds. You know, we want to make sure that everything sounds great here. We are on live radio, 9:23 on Friday morning. And Mannheim Steamroller is going to be up at the Crystal Grand in Lake Delton tonight. Doors open at 7 p.m. Show starts at 8 p.m. If you have not got tickets, you can go over to the Crystal Grand website and still get tickets. Last time I looked, they still had tickets. So it's going to be a great show. I have watched them perform before. This is something amazing. As you could tell, I'm very excited about this. You can go to crystalgrand.com, and that's where all the tickets are. And they're going to be there tonight, and you cannot get to a better venue just down the road from wherever you're at, whether you're in Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg, Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton. They're literally right there. So as soon as Tom gets back with us, we'll have him with you in just a moment or two. We're just working through a few technical things. Those things do happen. Not a big deal. And I'm going to Crystal Grand right now because I'm just checking to see if there are still tickets.
David, I'm sorry. I'm having some technical difficulties here.
Okay, what we'll do, Tom?
Not a big deal if you want to just mute out. I'll call you here,
and we'll get those worked out, and we'll play a quick song.
We'll make it happen.
All right, so we're going to play a quick song. So what I'm going to do is just mess with a few things here. These things do happen, so not a big deal. So we'll play Stand Back by Stevie Nicks on Max FM.
Yeah, we got loudness, yeah, so plenty of time.
Okay, so I did plug in earbuds here.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, I'm in now.
Okay, perfect, sounds good. Well, what we'll do is we will, right on Stevie Nicks, and we'll go about 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, sounds good. All right, I'm going to hang up this line then.
Sounds good, we'll talk live then. Surely, thank you, Tom.
Awesome, okay, thank you.
And more, not it on 7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you. I have Tom from Mannheim Steamroller. Tom, can you hear me okay this morning?
Hi, Dave, I can.
Awesome. Tom Sharp is a 17-year member of the Grammy Award-winning group Mannheim Steamroller, the number one selling Christmas tour of all time. Along with his heavy tour schedule, Tom is an internationally recognized, critically acclaimed composer and the creator of his own world music group, the Tom Sharp Ensemble. Tom is a drummer for Mannheim Steamroller and joins us this morning. Good morning, Tom. Happy National Drummer Day. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. We would love to be the kickoff to your Christmas season this evening in the Dells.
And it's going to be great. You're actually in Lake Delton, the Wisconsin Dells area right now. You just got there this morning, didn't you?
Yes, we did. And I think that we're taking a tour of the NFC North because yesterday we were in Chicago and tomorrow we will be in Minnesota. So I'm in Packers territory here today.
So you're in the best possible place you can be, because ironically, the Packers are playing the Bears this Sunday.
That'll be great. And I actually grew up in Michigan, so I think I've got the whole division covered there.
Oh, I definitely think you do. So I got to ask you quick, are you a Lions fan?
Well, I have to say that I am, but don't hold that against me. We've been long suffering, so we have a little bit of success to enjoy now.
You definitely do. Lions have had a great season. My good friend PK is a Lions fan, so I know one other Lions fan now. So fantastic. You guys are having a great season.
Yeah.
Finally, well-deserved, I will honestly
yep.
say that.
So, absolutely.
So, I assume quite a bit of time goes into making this show happen. When did rehearsals start for this tour season?
Well, we get together. The group is all over the country, and so you know we do quite a bit of prep work on our own. And you know, after 17 years now, I've pretty much got it down, and we're all expected to come to rehearsals knowing what we're doing. So we basically just ramp up about a week before the tour starts, and hit rehearsals hard for a week, and then we're off on a 50 concert tour for November and December. So it's really quite a whirlwind. It's really amazing to be a part of something like this. It's like, you know, we're playing people's Christmas traditions. It's not just Christmas music, but people have, you know, grown up with this and played it for their kids, and now they're playing it for their kids, and it's really just a continued legacy that we're carrying on here.
And definitely, I mean, I remember listening to Mannheim Steamroller many years ago. Well, it is my favorite, and I will honestly say that, and I'm not even kidding you. I look forward to this season every year. I've got one of the CDs right in front of me in the studio here, I can honestly say. And I know that, how does Mannheim Steamroller cover the whole country during this short holiday season?
Yeah, it's really amazing that, you know, there's such a demand for the music that we, as a company, we take our company and we split into two troupes, so we can play two concerts every night. And so one of us is basically covering, you know, we split the Midwest and go west, and then the other takes some of the Midwest and goes east. So we're able to just provide as much of this amazing concert as we can to as many fans as we can.
Now, which troupe are you part of?
We're called the Red Troupe, and we're not necessarily dedicated to a coast. We do switch every couple of years, and so this year we are, you know, Midwest and headed west this year.
And then the R troop is a green troop, and so they're covering the R part of the United States, because, like you mentioned, over 50 shows this holiday season, every single night, and you guys just literally got started for the season this week, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, here it is just still early in November, and these shows are sold out, and, you know, everybody just has this Christmas spirit already. And you know, as I said, we love to start this early and to be the kickoff to the holiday season.
So tonight, you will be joining us at Crystal Grand in Lake Gallatin. We're looking forward to the show. Literally, you just pulled in there as you and I were talking on the phone a few minutes ago. So you're literally just getting settled in for the day and getting prepared for the show, right?
Yeah, we have an amazing crew, and I'm looking out our tour bus window right now and seeing them getting working. You know, this is such a wonderful tour to be on. I just can walk in and play the drums, and it's really you know, it's an amazing show. There's so much going on. There's six of us that are the touring band, and then we are rounded out by an orchestra, which would be one of your local orchestras here. And you know, that plus an amazing light show and video presentation, and there's really something for everyone in this concert.
And that is the neat part. It's a light show. It's music. What else can our listeners expect to see and hear at tonight's show?
Well, I always think, you know, Mannheim is such a perfect blend of, like, different blending different genres. You know, there's, like, a real raw rock energy to it. There's a classical sophistication. Of course, there's you know, the festive kind of whimsical, fun, light part to it, and also very emotionally charged and beautiful. So, you know, you can be a longtime fan and know a lot about Mannheim, or you can just, you know, be coming because somebody said you've got to check this out and you didn't know anything about it, and there's really, you know, it's going to be a concert that is something that everyone is going to enjoy, and that's what is so special about it for us as a group, is looking out to the audience and seeing these smiling faces from generation to generation, you know, and parents bringing their kids and you know, just having this continue on for so many years. This is our 40th anniversary Christmas tour.
And that's been going on for a few years. And I can assure anyone that's listening, this is a great show. The last time they were at Crystal Grand, I was there for it. It was a great show. It was a birthday present to me. My lovely wife and I were there, and we had a great time there. They actually sung Happy Birthday to me because it was in December last time. So it was kind of interesting. I was walking through the lobby and just to hear the voices. And you guys are all so well connected. And the program includes 15 different musicians playing more than 20 instruments. So that means some people play multiple instruments, correct?
We all are doing more than what the program says we do. So I, you know, it says for me, it says I play the drums, and of course I do, and I'm, you know, I do the rock drum set songs, but I'm also, you know, an orchestral musician, and I play all the orchestral percussion as well. And each one of us at our station has way more instruments than it says in the program. And it's one of those things where if you're an audience member, you're kind of looking around and going, where's that sound coming from? And you know, you kind of have your head on a swivel to figure out who's doing what.
Yeah, it is something, and I've got to tell you, I've been to the show, and just watching the coordination of how this happens, it goes off without a hitch every single time. It just is so well rehearsed, and it sounds amazing, it looks amazing. You want to be paying attention to this show. I've got to tell you, when you get there, focus on everything. Just be listening and watching. Now, Tom, what is your favorite part of the show?
Well, I love to play the you know, rock drum parts, but I really kind of gravitate towards some of the slower pieces that are just so beautiful. I mean, Chip Davis's arrangements are just one of a kind, visionary, and so some of my favorite moments are, yeah, you know, some of the slower pieces like Oh Holy Night, and Chip has an original piece called Traditions of Christmas. And I love those pieces just as much. And you know, it really does kind of take you on this roller coaster ride where we are just trying to, you know, lift you up and inspire you. And so we, you know, play inspired so that we can inspire you, and that you leave the concert feeling not just that you heard some Christmas songs, but that you were a part of an evening that was really very special.
It is definitely very special. I know it's kind of, like you said, it's a roller coaster. It's a journey throughout the whole show. And when you get to Oh Holy Night, oh my goodness, that part is just amazing. Chip Davis has put so much work into arranging these. As you can tell, I've listened, and I love listening to Mannheim Steamroller. I mean, it's an opportunity for all of our listeners that are in the area to go up and see them tonight at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. If you've not got your tickets already, I saw there were a few left, it looked like, so not many. You want to get up there tonight. And Tom, what's your favorite part about being in Wisconsin?
Well, let's see. Do we have is there a Mars Cheese Castle around here?
There is not. We have Culver's, I can tell you that. If you're looking for cheese curds, Culver's.
Okay. Well, I'm a Midwest guy, so I always love kind of the grittiness of these areas, and you know, I like we talked about, I love the sports aspect of it, and just, you know, the rivalries and all of that. So we're only here for a day, and we just make the most of our time in each place and then move on and carry on this tradition for as many places as we possibly can.
And then you take a little bit of break at the end of the year, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of us decide January is a pretty light month to recover. It's a high energy show for all of us, and a lot of people ask us after, you know, when we meet fans and whatnot, they say, "Boy, you must be exhausted." And I think, well, maybe I am, but I don't think about that yet. So after the tour is over, there's definitely some downtime there. But our job right now is to lift you up, and you know, every night is our best night.
It definitely is. And again, you got to see the show. If you've not had an opportunity to see Mannheim Steamroller, you do not know what you're missing. As soon as I saw that they were going to be in Lake Delton, I was excited, I'll honestly say. And we get to partner up with Crystal Brands, so we were excited when we heard that the show was going to be there. If you are looking to get tickets, yeah, go to crystalgrand.com. And like I said, there was a few seats available from what I could see when I was online here, so you still have a little bit of time to get there. Tom, is there anything you want to add before we go today?
Well, some of these pieces that we're playing, this is our 40th anniversary tour, and I can still remember, you know, these pieces for me are just as fresh now as they were the first time I heard them. I think some of these, there are albums for people that you remember exactly where you were, exactly what you were doing the first time that you heard them. And for me, that first Christmas album was one of those where when I heard it as a kid, I think I immediately had to play it twice. It was so groundbreaking and so visionary that it really, you know, I think Mannheim Steamroller has created and inspired an entire genre of music. And so, you know, now a lot of artists have, you know, Christmas albums now, but there's really only one original, and that's what we're going to give you tonight.
It is definitely the original. I'm just going to come out and say that right here on XFM today with you, because it is the original. This is what you do. You are the experts of Christmas. Is that a fair assumption to say?
I'll take it, yes.
And so, yes, it's neat that you're going to be here back in kind of your home area. You get to be in the Midwest this weekend, you know. I don't remember who the Lions are playing, unfortunately, today.
That's okay.
But hopefully you get, or who they're playing this weekend. So I'm glad you get to be back in the Midwest. You know, we don't have snow here yet. It's a little bit unseasonably warm even for the Midwest at this time of year.
Well, for traveling purposes, we'll take that. It makes our touring a little easier that we're not drudging through the snow quite yet.
Yeah, we know it's coming, right? And so that's the nice part about it. So great weather. There's no excuse not to get up to there tonight. If you live in the area, please stop up and see them tonight. And Tom, I really appreciate you taking the time on your very busy schedule to talk with all of us today here at Max FM. We really appreciate you today, and I do honestly truly mean that.
Oh, absolutely. This is one of the joys of touring is connecting with people. So this is what I do.
No, but you guys do such a great job of that. And like I said, I'm looking forward to the show tonight, as you can probably tell about the excitement in my voice. So, Tom, we look forward to meeting you tonight and seeing you tonight as well.
Thank you so much, Dave. I look forward to meeting you as well.
It sounds good. We'll talk a little bit after. I'll get connected up with you after we're done here in just a moment or two. So, again, Mannheim Steamroller at the Crystal Grand Lake Delton. Tickets are still available at crystalgrand.com. Tom, I hope you have a great rest of the day, and we look forward to tonight.
Thanks so much, Dave. We'll put on an amazing show for you.
I know you guys will. Thank you again, Tom, for joining us today. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. I hope everyone has a great rest of your morning, Tom, and we'll talk soon.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
At SSM Health, we know it's not always easy to fit a doctor's visit into your schedule, especially for a minor illness or health issue. That's when SSM Health Express Virtual Care can help. Just complete a quick online form or jump on a video chat with an SSM Health provider and you'll receive a diagnosis and treatment plan right when you need it. That's healthcare that fits your schedule. Get started now at ssmhealth.com/virtualcare.
World-class Peruvian Creole singer Emmy Castro will grace the stage at Kona Michi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo Saturday, November 16th, starting at 8. Her powerful voice is immersed in a rich cultural tapestry that will captivate you. She is also joined by her four talented band members. Enjoy Peruvian desserts from Mune Pastry Shop. Be a part of this magical event this Saturday evening. Kona Michi Bar is located in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with the exceptional music and art.
Today's Max FM Big Deal of the Day. Discounted admission to the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo happening on Saturday, November 23rd from 9 to 5 at the Ho-Chunk Casino Convention Center. Listen to various speakers on nutrition or herbalism. Enjoy workshops involving sound healing and yoga. Connect with wellness vendors and sign up for raffle prizes. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase a $30 admission certificate for just $15. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Some clouds, maybe even a little fog this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today. Our high 53 this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 55. On Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy, 55. But it does get colder with rain next week. If you're looking for an amazing fall or winter getaway or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 47. 99.7.
Some of them want to use you. Some of them want to.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Here is how you can shop local and save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Today's big deal of the day is 50% off at an admission to the Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo on November 23rd for just $15. Support women and their business at the first Wisconsin Women's Wellness Expo on Saturday, November 23rd. For more information about this limited-time offer, go to MaxFMBigDeals.com.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take-and-bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farm. That's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for
family. Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maximum Hits. Maximum.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many days in a year she woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting, wearing the holes in the soles of her shoes. How many days disappear when you look in the mirror? It's a hat of your shoes. Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. How many lovers would stay just to put up with this every day and all day? How did we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today when we're walking too far for the price of our shoes? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. But you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her when she smiles. She looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl. The pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Pushing me around, but